It's Holden Kushner. It's the Denver CityCast on the Bet Rivers Podcast Network. Just so you know, from a betting standpoint, we did great on this loss to the Ravens. Now 11-1 to the under for the Broncos and the 10-9 loss. We also hit the plus 14.5 and team total under 21.5 at minus 110. So we swept the board here on that, but it's just absolutely amazing how this team continues to find ways to lose. You know, I didn't overreact to the Broncos' defensive performance last week, which is kind of why I felt that this game was going under two. Oh, so we went 3-0 because we got the under 38.5, 39, and 40. Anyways, the defense was really good in this game. They ended up giving up 10 points. And you'll say, well, Lamar Jackson was out. That's a big reason why. Yeah, but they kind of stuck it to Lamar Jackson before Jackson went down with that knee injury. But ultimately, the final drive was the nail in the coffin. This team stinks. We already knew Hackett's getting fired. I don't think you fire him after this one either. I just think you stay the course to the end of the year unless there's a massive mutiny. But how does this happen week after week after week? You know, Russ has a chance to get this team into field goal position on the final drive, makes a nice scramble, didn't get the job done. The kick comes up short. But I want to go back to the defense for a second because Surtain made a big mistake on that pass interference. As much as I love the kid, that was a bad one. And that's now two plays on Surtain. He had the busted play that led to the walk-off win for the Raiders, I believe. And then he had the PI on this drive here. Singleton with a big mistake. 91 yards. They had two fourth down conversions and one of those from their own 20-yard line that actually worked out. Wow. Every single week, it's a new way to lose. The defense was great until that final drive. And it's also interesting, I look at the offense, major injury issues, right? And Judy probably re-injured his ankle. Dulcich was good today. Sutton left the game very early. Major injuries to the offensive side of the ball, and they are the worst offense in the NFL. Major injuries to the defensive side of the ball, one of the best defenses in the NFL, but they do deserve to get absolutely crushed. You cannot give up that drive to Tyler Huntley with the penalties that they made, with the two fourth down conversions, absolutely unacceptable. We want to talk about Russell Wilson. Sure, let's talk about Russell Wilson for a moment. Russell, I mean, 17 to 22. He's efficient again. He had a couple of big plays. I mean, Dulcich, two times, including the 30-yarder to Dulcich, the 40-yarder to Judy. The problem is, that was it as far as the receivers go. The other receptions, you had four going to Murray, one to Boone, one to Marlon Mack, and one to Kendall Hinton. Okay, so six catches for Dulcich, four for Judy, and one for Hinton. And that was it. The rest checkdowns to running backs. And he didn't look mobile in the pocket. He was getting sacked a couple of times. Look good on that run, the 17-yard run late, but ultimately everything broke down. This team is now 3-8. Ian St. Clair, my buddy from Play Colorado, playcolorado.com. He's going to join me in just a moment. But again, this is more damning evidence that Nathaniel Hackett doesn't put a good game plan together offensively, and they crumble defensively late. I mean, how do you lose that one? The whole game, this defense had stifled the Ravens' offense. They held their running game in check, too. Kenyon Drake had 29 yards on seven carries. Gus Edwards had 12 yards on six carries. Huntley had 41 yards and a rushing touchdown, obviously, to win this game. But, boy, you just talk about every single week. But this is a great team to bet on. It is the best team I've ever bet on from a betting perspective. I mean, how many times are they just going to go to the under? They lowered the Broncos team total to 14.5 this week. 14.5. You don't see that unless there's 50-mile-an-hour winds and a deluge. 11-1 to the under. They didn't get blown out again. They lost a very close game. The team total under. The game under. Nathaniel Hackett, under. Whatever games you think. I mean, this guy, the under, I don't think he looked as incompetent as he normally does, but what are you doing with this offensive game plan? What do they talk about in here? Well, this week, we're going to check it down at least 12 times. We want to make sure that Russell Wilson gets it sacked at least two or three times. It is an asinine game plan. No offense should be this bad. No offense should be this bad. The Houston Texans offense, this bad. That's about it. They got Kyle Allen starting for him now, and Davis Mills was there. This is Russell Wilson. It's a failure on every level. By the way, great job by Dustin Simmons. I just want to give somebody a shout out here. Two interceptions. He was spectacular. But Sutton has a hamstring. Judy has an ankle. This thing, believe it or not, could get uglier than it already is. Ian St. Clair, Play Colorado, playcolorado.com. Hello, my friend. So, Ian, I was going back and forth with you during the game. I literally asked you, how do they blow this one? And they did it again. Amazing.
As I tweeted, what the Broncos once again steal defeat from the jaws of victory. Give credit to Nathaniel Hackett. He is finding awesome ways to lose games. They've now lost to Sam Darnold and Huntley in back-to-back weeks.
How did he, but, and Davis Mills this season, and they beat Trey Lance. They beat the Niners. Very impressive victory looking back at it. What did Nathaniel Hackett do wrong this time, though? I thought it was more on the players this game. The defense on the final drive, and that offense sucks. I mean, it's just, every week it gets worse.
It does. And he was on the sideline. That's the reason that this continues to happen. Like, I am so sick of seeing a Broncos offense throw short of the sticks on third down. Like, I thought it was bad enough with Trevor Siemian, but here we are with Russell Wilson, and it's still here. You got to laugh through the tears, because I'm speechless. I literally have nothing else to say at this point other than always, always, always bet the under.
Yeah. Again, 11-1 to the under this season. We keep betting alternate unders. We keep betting game unders. I will say this, though. We're going to criticize the defense, deservedly so. That was just as bad of a drive, a final drive that you can give up. Two fourth downs, conversions, one at their own 20 they get. They have two horrible penalties. I love Surtain. You know that. You love Surtain. Bad penalty on him. I mean, that was just a horrible, horrible breakdown on that final drive. But before that, they came out and they stymied Lamar Jackson. They had a great day today before that final drive, and they deserve to be hammered for that final drive. But it's no surprise to me that they bounced back. It was just the final drive, and you gotta criticize him for that. You have to.
Absolutely. And I'm glad that the Broncos put Alex Singleton in the game day graphic and then chastised fans for not being real if you don't understand why they're putting a backup middle linebacker who commits a stupid penalty, a 15-yard unsportsmanlike penalty on his hit on our Mark Andrews. So I'm glad the Broncos put him in the graphic and then chastised fans for not being real if they didn't understand it. But it was just a matter of time. I mean, every single person watching that game were you and me, where we were just, well, when is it coming? Well, it's just going to be the last drive of the game. And I, no kidding, my wife didn't watch the game. I told her, it's going to be a Broncos game in which they should have won. They're up 9-3 and they will lose 10-9. I said that early in the third quarter.
I can't believe how bad that was. I just can't believe it. It's a new way every week. Does it still hurt for you? Here, again, I'll go back to this. I'm happy because I swept the board. I'm sad because they lost, and I know everybody that's upset about it. But I also know when I turn the TV on, I know it's going to happen. There's going to be no scoring. They're going to lose. Like, yes. Every week, it's the same freaking thing. Every single week. It's amazing how nothing changes. It's exactly the most predictable team in football.
You could go back to 6 years. This is the organization for the last 6 years. And do I care? No, I'm apathetic. I don't care one way or another. I am more frustrated by the fact that this organization doesn't care Why should fans care if the organization doesn't?
Don't they care?
We're on six years of this.
How does the organization not care? I don't know if I buy that.
Because we're on 6 years of this. Because you still have Nathaniel Hackett as the head coach. You're not sending a message. You're saying this is okay. This is acceptable. It's the easy way out. It's hard to remove a coach in the middle of the season. I get it. It doesn't happen. But you need to send a message. You need to start off your ownership group, if you're Greg Penner, by sending a message. We're not going to tolerate losing anymore. It's gone. It's done. We're moving on from Nathaniel Hackett. It doesn't change anything this season, but we need to send a message to everyone in this building that we are changing the culture. And it starts by removing the guy who does nothing.
Yeah.
That's where my passion comes from.
You and I will continue to disagree on this one, though. We'll agree on everything else. We'll just disagree on this. I think unless it's a mutiny, the ownership, they should not fire him now because they're going to look overreactionary. And the next coach will come in and go, uh-oh. You know, their first move here, the first move by the new ownership, it took them a few weeks, but it was to fire the head coach. I don't know what good it does for you at this point. Really, really, I don't know what good it does for you.
You as a new ownership group who runs Walmart, if you had a guy who doesn't perform, Walmart doesn't become what it is. If you accept this losing idea that this is acceptable, that we can just punt it to the end of the season, Walmart doesn't become the company that it is. If you have somebody at the upper echelon of the company who doesn't live up to expectations or perform in any industry, they're removed. Walmart and Greg Penner and Rob Walton do not become what they are if they allow somebody at the top of their franchise to perform like this. And it's acceptable. And it's, okay, well, we'll just wait until the end of the season. This is a losing franchise. I would argue this is the worst franchise in football because of the trade that they made to get Russell Wilson. If you want to change things in Denver, you have to change the culture. And it starts by removing the head coach that everyone knows is going to be fired at the end of the season. You don't gain anything this year. The season's lost. Everyone knows he's going to be fired. So just rip off the Band-Aid, rip off the Band-Aid, be done with it.
So we'll continue to disagree on that. And that's fine. But we both agree that it's got to be over. Here's the problem. Now they host the Chiefs next week. And if you think this was ugly, it might be very easy. Absolutely not. Next week might be very easy. Like, we just bet the Broncos team total under. I'm not betting the game under because Kansas City could score 60 points.
Easily. You know,
and again, the injury issues, the defense has had as many injuries and trading Chubb as the offense has. The offense, though, has been the worst part of this. The defense has been able to overcome it until that last drive. Boy, that's going to be ugly, isn't it?
Can we flex out of the game?
Nope. Can't do it. They already got us out of primetime. We don't have to watch them in primetime. We can enjoy that game. But next week at 2:05, what do you set the spread at, too? Like, is this a 17? Like, this should be a 17-point spread, and I can't believe I'm saying this. And they won't because it's a divisional game. But in all seriousness, this is what, 14.5?
I think it has to be 16.5, 17.5.
God.
It has to. You have to put the line at that because depending on what happens with this Chiefs Bengals game coming up in about whenever at the afternoon game on CBS, whatever happens in that game, the Chiefs, they don't care. Patrick Mahomes has never lost to the Broncos. He is going to want to destroy the Denver Broncos as a divisional opponent. So I would put it at 16.5, maybe 17.5.
All right, another loss for the Broncos. Another win for the show, though. We keep cleaning up on this. Can't believe I get so frustrated, but I know I just have too many of you guys. You're just furious, and you should be.
I'm apathetic to the games. What will continue to do it to me is the fact that the days of Pat Bowlen are long gone. This is a losing franchise now, and the Seattle Seahawks once again are smiling up northwest. Because their pick continues to get better.
And what is this, 32 straight possessions without a touchdown, if I'm correct? Yeah.
That is insane.
All right. Thanks to Terry, Melissa, Adam. Thank you, Ian St. Clair. Play Colorado, playcolorado.com. Just a terrific guy. Love having you on again. And I'll have a show on Monday, but this has been your Instant Reaction Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Denver CityCast on the BetRivers Network.